For I tell you, unless your righteousness exceeds that of the scribes and Pharisees, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. Please be seated. We are still in the period of Chinese New Year. It hasn't been over yet. Last Sunday, thanks to Colleen, we had a very Chinese-flavored coffee hour with red-seamed envelopes and candies, etc. In addition to the red color, another most sought-after element of the Chinese New Year is blessing. Last Sunday, we heard upon the beatitude that Jesus taught, and know that the real blessing is not like what we normally think of the material possessions. Today, we hear Jesus teaches us that we are the salt of the world, and we are the light. This teaching is immediately after the Beatitude. So it turns out that the way to receive the blessings are not because of what we do. Rather, it is because of who we are, the nature of our very essence. Probably, this is the reason that we are called human beings, not human doings. What then? Does it mean we don't need to care about our deeds anymore? By no means. So where is the balance? Jesus said, unless our righteousness exceeds that of the scribes and Pharisees, we will never enter the kingdom of heaven. Therefore, we shall find out what Jesus is talking about. What is the righteous of the scribes and Pharisees? The righteous of the scribes and Pharisees is by obeying and doing the laws of Moses. There is an analogy. Several days ago, while I was pondering upon the scriptures, I was driving towards Bayview on westbound of Steeles. There is a large sign, says Valentine roses, a dozen for $49.99. That means the price is low. Order it before February the 9th, you have this price. So I was thinking, there are so many teachings about how to express your love, especially we are approaching to Valentine's Day. So there are some things, it seems to us, the harder we try, the worse we look. Such as love, if we are going to follow a checklist like red wine, steak, candles, roses, chocolates, you will find the list can go on and on. And usually, if we fail one thing, we got blamed. This is probably a very good analogy, but somehow it gives us this thinking. Why? The harder we try, the worse we look. This is the righteous of the scribes and Pharisees. Because if we fail in one law, we fail the law of Moses all. Then, what are we? We are hopeless. We are doomed to perish. This doesn't work, does it? Now we have the knowledge. We shouldn't go this way. We have Christ's righteousness. What is Christ's righteousness? That he was born for us. He died for us. He became alive for us. And because he did them all, for all human beings, now we are able to clothe Christ's righteousness in white. And when we clothe Christ's righteousness, we can live out the way it should be. There's another analogy. Probably it's not proper, but I'd like to share with us all. Last year, last day of the last year, in December 31st, 2016, the Chinese government put a new policy to ban the fund to go abroad to buy housing or any other kind of investment. And a few hours later, it was effective. Several years ago, Chinese government was so happy. They overrejoiced the fact that China has become the second largest economic body during the world. However, the former U.S. Secretary Hillary Clinton, she said after 20 years, China would be among the poorest countries of the world. So my thought and wonder is why the Chinese people are trying so hard. The harder they try, even that it seems on the surface everything's good and glorious, and people are talking about Chinese economy. However, on the other side, after 20 years, according to Hillary, China will be among the poorest countries of the world. There is one thing we can all notice. The more the Chinese government try, the more people seems to leaving the country. In fact, it is called the Chinese Exodus. Not only the people are leaving the country and they brought their money with them, now the country is losing the people and the money. However, even with all kinds of policies and rules the Chinese government trying to lay upon people, it seems the harder they try, the faster the money is going out. So, the country of China, they haven't got the chance to know Christ. They were only rely on their human wisdom. Within their thoughts and within their means, trying to build a country they thought is good and beneficial to all the people. However, it doesn't work that way, does it? Jesus says that we are the salt of the world. We are the light. And this is the cause, not the result. If we are going to pursue the result and making that result as if it were the cause, then disaster can happen. This is exactly my two parables were saying. If we only know Christ, we don't have to fight so hard anymore, like salmons. are not salmons. We are human beings. And if Christ's light is within us, people can see through us because Christ is working on us, for us, and through us. And we can shine before other people, before our neighborhood and community. And when we have this nature, which is the cause, and all the results will follow naturally. So now we know, without knowledge, the righteousness of scribes and Pharisees doesn't work. And we, as long as we are clothed with Christ's righteousness, everything will be fine. It is not because of our own merits. However, if it doesn't work this way, what does Jesus teach us? In today's gospel, Jesus teaches us, but if salt has lost its taste, how can its saltiness be restored? It is no longer good for anything, but it is thrown out and trampled underfoot. Actually, trampled underfoot, that means it will become a byword, and people will not respect you, will not follow your example, because that's simply not a good example anymore. So in today's gospel, I like to challenge me and us. How does this message relate to us, to our lives? Christianity is never merely teaching how to be a good person. It's never about that. On the contrary, our eternity solely relies on Jesus' merits. At the beginning of this year, especially at the end of our Chinese New Year celebration, we would like to wish the blessings will last forever, if not forever, maybe for this year. I'd like to wish the greatest blessing for us all, to know Christ in a personal relationship, in an intimate relationship, and so that we can close Christ's righteousness and be the light and salt. Amen.